UCLA defensive tackle Kenny Clark, not a name you're seeing at the top of a lot of mock drafts, but his tape suggests that after a year or two, it might be a name all NFL fans are going to recognize. Now, stellar defensive tackle play is something Vikings fans are used to with Sharif Floyd, Linval Joseph, and Tom Johnson on the roster. But this guy, Kenny Clark, is going to make another team very happy with their defensive tackle play as well. Let's take a look at some of his best plays from his college days at UCLA to show you how he can impact games. Here against the Stanford Cardinal, traditionally has one of the better offensive lines in college football every single season. Kenny Clark is a one-man wrecking crew. He's lined up right here, but he's going to get double-teamed by the guard and the tackle on this play. They're going to high-low him. But Kenny Clark, who has a wrestling background in high school, is going to use leverage and pure strength to defeat this double-team and make a play on the running back. Look at this. I'm going to pause it right here at the point of attack. Kenny Clark has his right arm on the guard, defeating him, and his left arm on the tackle, who he's going to ragdoll to the middle of the field, shed the two blockers, and then slide down to his left to make a play on this running back. Great job here by Kenny Clark and the rest of the UCLA defense to tackle the running back for a loss of 1 yard on this play. Kenny Clark, a one-man wrecking crew against the Stanford offensive line. Defeating double teams is going to be the theme of the first few plays we watch here of Kenny Clark. He's going to do it once again on this play. There he is lined up at defensive tackle. The guard is going to block down. You're going to see a pulling H-back. Kenny Clark's going to destroy both of those guys and make a play on the running back here behind the line of scrimmage. Nice play by him. Powerful job by Kenny Clark of defeating two blockers, bringing this running back down with force. End zone view is going to give you a really good look at this. What you're going to see is the right side of the offensive line is going to block down. You're going to have the H-back pulling this way. Kenny Clark is going to defeat the block from the guard, work his way upfield against the H-back, shed the H-back, and then make a tackle right here on the running back. So this is pure power by a defensive tackle, once again being a one-man wrecking crew against an offensive line and the run game. So you see the guard blocking down. Kenny Clark does a good job of using his hands to get rid of that blocker. And then the H-back is going to try and lead the way for the running back here. Kenny Clark is going to bounce off of that blocker and make this tackle for a 1 yard loss behind the line of scrimmage. Defeating double teams in the passing game as well. Here's Kenny Clark. He's going to be rushing the passer. And who is the passer? This is Jared Goff, probably going to be a top 10 pick in the draft this year. Kenny Clark making life difficult for Goff. Defeats the guard here with a quick swim move, showing strong hands and some quickness, takes on the center and immediately goes to a bull rush, dismisses the center, grabs Goff, and takes him down for a loss. So here you have a defensive tackle, the first two plays being disruptive against the run. On this play, getting rid of two blockers and sacking the quarterback on 3rd and 7 to force a punt. Making life difficult on quarterbacks, that's what Kenny Clark did right here, lined up at defensive tackle to Washington State quarterback Luke Falk. A good player, probably a good guy, but he's having nightmares, and all he can see in his nightmares is that guy right there, Kenny Clark. 3 sacks in this game against Washington State and 2 pass breakups. He was all over the field, and a big reason for it was Clark's motor and effort. Look at this play, running everywhere, finally getting to the quarterback. Here he is right here. Once again, as he does on most plays for UCLA, Clark is going to get double-teamed by the guard and the center, but he's going to be able to spin off of that double team, find the quarterback, run down the line of scrimmage, and attack him to force an incompletion once again on 3rd down. Here's the end zone view. Kenny Clark right here. He's going to have an inside pass rush on this play, gets double teamed, does not give up on the play, spins to get out of it right here to work his way this way, finds the quarterback, and once he spots the quarterback and sees him scrambling, works his way upfield and punishes Falk by bringing him down to the ground. One more play to show you of Kenny Clark here, and this was my favorite one to take a look at. Here he is once again at defensive tackle. He's rushing the passer on this play. What Clark does here reminds me of a Viking that is near and dear to fans' hearts, Kevin Williams. He's rushing the passer here, and once again, as he does on most plays, he's going to get double-teamed. Eventually, the center is going to take him, and Clark does not get to the quarterback in time, but what does he do? He's got 10.5-inch hands, and he gets his big paw up in the air and knocks this pass down. Actually knocks it up into the air so it can almost be intercepted. It's not. And while this is not a tackle for loss and it's not a sack, it's still Kenny Clark working his way upfield, penetrating and disrupting a play. This might look like a benign incompletion, no big deal, move on to the next play. This is the same play, the sideline look. Watch what quarterback Cody Kessler sees when he's going to throw this ball. Right here, he spots his receiver. He's got wide open Nelson Aguilar on the first play of the drive. This is going to be a completion for 15 yards, 10 yards. But Kenny Clark is able to get his hands up and knock that thing out of the air. It's an incompletion. So Kenny Clark, whether he gets to the ball carrier behind the line or the quarterback behind the line or not, he finds a way to disrupt plays. Tackles for losses, sacks, and pass breakups. That's what Kenny Clark did for the UCLA Bruins defense. The Vikings have two former Bruin defenders on their team right now in Eric Kendricks and Anthony Barr. If they got a guy like Kenny Clark, it would be yet another successful Bruin coming to the Vikings.